We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest is Gene Kuhn, business strategist, author, podcaster of Mill Creek Moments. Gene, thanks for stopping by. And when we were talking off air, we talked about having a business. And at times, I guess all the time, we need to take actions fast. What do you mean by that?
So if you have I'm a fast implementer. If I have an idea, before I even know if it's a really great idea, because I haven't sat and thought about it and processed it and overthought it and thought about why I can't do it, I just take action, right? So for me, I will have something implemented far faster than anyone else I know. So maybe there's one or two people I know that'll implement faster than me, Neil, but I should win the award for the fastest implementer, because I believe that wealth rewards speed. So the faster you take action, the faster you're going to make money. Perfect example. Last week on Friday, I did a 1-day event. I was there all day with them, 9 to 5. And then I had been challenged to do a masterclass on Friday. And I'm like, I can't do it Friday. I'll do it Monday. And they're like, no. Can you do it Saturday? I'm like, well, crap, I've never done back-to-back 2-day events. Plus it was a Saturday. That's one of my non-negotiables. I don't like to work on Saturday. But I accepted the challenge, Neil. I created my landing page. I created the tech around it. I sent the 2 emails. I got my whole, funnel in place. And I delivered a kick-ass 90-minute masterclass on Saturday morning. And guess what? I sold 6 tickets to my 3-day event coming up in October, right? I've never sold tickets that fast before. Wealth rewards speed.
See, but here's the reason. You're building a brand. It's all about everything. Gene Kuhn's everywhere. And that's now on Threads. People that are like, what do you mean Threads? You'll find out. No, but that's the thing. You took action fast.
Right.
I think that's such a great point is, as a business, if you see an opportunity, you come up with an idea and you just contemplate that idea instead of just going, you go for it, right? With the gusto, it sounds like.
And I had a client, we were just talking about this today, and I had challenged her to do this quickly. And she's like, I put it off a week because my tech didn't get done and I couldn't get the landing page done. And I'm like, no, right? That you could have figured that out. Sometimes you just have to figure out the back end to make sure that you hit your goal, because it's so easy for us to just move things back, right? I probably would never have intentionally partnered 2 things right back to back like that. But I will tell you, Neil, the lessons around that were so strong for me. Number one is I sold more in those 2 events than I have in a long time, right? I'll just say that. The other piece was that by doing it, right, and pushing myself to do it, the reward was that much sweeter. That meaning that I was literally like I was high, right? Because of what I saw happen when I immediately did 2 events back to back. That's crazy, right? That's really kind of crazy for most people. There's something here I want to say to you. And what is it, Neil?
No, it's just excitement. Just say excitement and we'll just go to the next part. Yeah. It's excitement. It feels great when you take action and something happens. For example, today, last night, I still am upset. It was 1:30 in the morning. I jumped on Clubhouse, not been on in 2 years, where I didn't jump in the room. Maybe not. Oh, I just heard Threads just dropped. And I wish I would have been there last night. I didn't, but I took action today. And then I said, holy cow, this is something bigger than anyone is going to experience in their life. I wasn't here when TikTok launched. I wasn't the first to TikTok. I was one of the first to Clubhouse. I was one of the first to Green Room, but I never had a social audio app a social app from Meta. You can jump on now. So I'm like, I'm all in. I'll be 24/7 till Friday. Then I will cut off Saturday and Sunday and be back Monday again. But I'll probably be getting followers in my sleep. But what I learned is you got to take action. If you have an opportunity and you say, I'll wait on it, I'll put it off, instead of go for it. And I did that today. And I'm getting followers back, reconnecting with people I haven't talked to in years. So it's about that. But we have in that back in our mind, Gene, that's what you need to help me with. You have your to-do list, you have this list, and you have something you really think is a great idea. How do you put it to the front of your list?
Well, first of all, you have to decide if it's the right thing to put to the front of your list, right? So, and sometimes it is. If this is really where you want to be right now and you want to put it to the front of the list, then you have, there's obviously some things on your calendar this week, which I'm wondering if that's why I'm not here today instead of tomorrow, now that I think about it. But my point being is, when there's things on your calendar, you have to decide, you have to make that decision, what's going to get done and what's not, right?
Right. So, I'm on Clubhouse right now on stage with 1,000 people. So just FYI. So I'm on stage right now sitting on 1,000 people. So no, I can do both. But no, you're right. It's about taking that time to see, is it going to be an ROI? So you kind of measure that with your clients as well, saying take action fast. But you have to look if it's going to be worth the time in that conversation.
Well,
right?
I don't look at it that way, because I don't know what will be worth my time until I do it. Because listen, and when you're marketing only about, it's an 80-20 rule, right? 80% of what you do will not work, right? So that's, I don't judge 80%, Neil, I see your eyes, 80% will not work in what you're doing in your marketing. So for me, it's like, I don't judge anything until after I've done it, tweaked it, done it again, tweaked it and tweaked it a third time. If it didn't work, then I might say, maybe this is not for me. But if it's something I really want to do, I'm doing it, right? Whether I think it's going to work or not, because there's somebody out there somewhere that will be helped by that.
So let's go back. I'm going to go back. 80% of marketing doesn't work. How do you define, what do you define about marketing not working? That's a great question.
Okay. So let's just, so it could be a landing page. It could be a networking group. It could be any of your marketing that you're doing. If you go, let's just look at that. Let's just say you're networking and you're going to a group. You like the people in the group. You're not really getting enough business from it. That's 80% of what you're getting may not even come through when they give you referrals. I'm just saying here. So that's not, 80% of that is not working. Right. It could be a bad group. It could be you're just there because you like the people. I've stayed places where I just like the people. I'm a people person, Neil. I like people. So when I go back and I really analyze it and see what worked, what didn't work, and really what, how do we value that? How do we determine whether something worked? Did it bring in any money? Did it bring in clients? Did it bring in revenue? Did it bring in profit? Right.
So that's, you're always looking at that money aspect in marketing, which is difficult because that's why you have the 80-20. And I think that, Gene, that's the problem. We look and measure other things as results in marketing, even if they don't bring sales.
Right. Right. So it's like that in everything. Like only 20% of your, the people who follow you are going to be ideal over the top raving fans, right? The other 80% will either be, they don't open your emails, or they're just like, Neil, he's okay. Right. Gene, she's all right. I heard her once. I don't need to hear her again. Right. It's 80%. If you really kind of look at everything, your marketing, your sales come from about 80% of your ideal clients. So I just said that your ideal clients are only 20% of all of the people following you, right? Only 20% are really raving fans. So now we're going to take those 20% and say 80% of your money is going to come from that 20% of people.
They sometimes say that of your current clients, 80% of them are really making you, over 20% are all of your, only 20% of your clients really are making you a ton of money out of all of them. That they talk about that in another aspect, but that 80-20, something that has not been brought up, a great short for sure that Gene Kuhn came up with. And how did you figure out this 80-20 thing? Is this through research, or is there some experts out there that talk about 80-20?
Well, I'd love to say that I figured that out and I analyzed everything to death and came up with that on my own, but I have read it in at least 100 marketing books, right? At least 100 places I've read it and seen it and heard it. So
marketing, part of the funnel, and then getting the sale. How much of marketing is leading to the sale versus ultimately getting the sale?
So marketing will lead to a sale, but it'll be a little bit further trail, right? Because marketing will lead to leads or prospects. And then it's up to you to have sales conversations to close those prospects. So marketing leads to prospects or leads, and then leads lead to sales.
And what Gene is great at is the next phase. After the leads are there, when the offer comes, getting sales. And that is the key of success in business, especially as a coach. You have to be able to turn leads into sales, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, you have to be able to do that. But you also, here's my thing, right? Yes, that's important. But I will tell you what's more important and what I focus on with my clients is we focus on revenue. Right. So we focus, we have to do all the other stuff. We have to do the marketing. We have to bring in the leads. We have to have sales conversations. But once that's all done and there's a signed up client, what we focus on 100% is revenue. Are you bringing in enough revenue to run your business, pay your bills, put aside your profit, make money so you can invest money? You can, whatever you want to do with your money. So you can buy another business. You could invest in real estate. There's, our whole thing is about wealth building through our businesses, creating the lifestyle that we want to live with our business. That's what we really focus on here. And as an older, I'm just going to say a middle-aged plusser. That's what I'm going to say, middle-aged plusser. Listen, we're in our second act, right? As women, we want to have it all now, right? We thought we had it all when we were being the bring home of the baby. And what, fried up in a pan, right? Take care of the babies, cook the meals, clean the house. That is such bullshit. We don't want to do that anymore, right? We don't want to do this in this stage of our life. We now want to go out. We want to generate money. We want to have fun. We want to enjoy our life. And we want to create that lifestyle that we wanted when we were 20 and we couldn't afford it.
And the best place to do is go GeneKuhn.com. I'm sure you have some offers right there, right, Gene, at GeneKuhn.com because of the opportunities, especially that going to events, your events that are coming up, all that. Best place is GeneKuhn.com, right?
The best place is always GeneKuhn.com.
GeneKuhn.com. And then sign up for her email list because that's where you're going to get the gems and the nuggets that you need to become a profitable business. Appreciate it, Gene.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.